وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا أخانا عبد الغني، بارك الله فيك. يو كوتشنز ريجاردين أصحاب الأعراف. أصحاب الأعراف يا أخي، the correct opinion, which is the opinion of the majority, is the people that they have حسنات and سيئات, but the حسنات didn't not enough to bring them to the Jannah, and the سيئات should bring them to the hellfire, but because of the حسنات they have stop them, so they are in the middle, because the hasanat and the sayyat is in the same level. You understand? So they're gonna be in a place in between the paradise and the hellfire, waiting for Allah's judgment. And in that situation, they're gonna have this kind of dialogue and conversation, and because of it, it would be the reason for them to enter the paradise. You ask, will they enter the Jannah? نعم يا أخي، الله تعالى mentioned this in the Quran. قال ادخلوا الجنة لا خوف عليكم ولا أنتم تحزنون. هؤلاء الذين أقسمتم لا ينالهم الله برحمة ادخلوا الجنة لا خوف عليكم ولا أنتم تحزنون. فin the end of the story of the أعراف in سورة الأعراف الله جل وعلا mentioned that they can enter the paradise. So they are from أهل paradise, but they are among the last people into the paradise. And the last person among them who entered the paradise is the one that the Prophet described in Hadith al-Mas'ud, when he said, do you want me to tell you the story of the last person who will enter the paradise? Means among those people who they didn't enter the hellfire and who they gonna enter the paradise from Ahl al-Araf. This is the correct opinion, أخي بارك الله فيك. And like I said to you, the مسألة is خلافية, but this is the opinion for the majority of Ahl al-Ilm, which go to the exactly to the ظاهر القرآن. سامي يا أخي بارك الله فيك، آية التوبة قال الله تعالى وآخرون خلطوا عملا صالحا وآخر سيئا فعسى الله أن يتوب عليهم. عسى الله يعني those people who they mix the حسنة سيئات, maybe Allah will forgive them, and you know maybe in the Quran from Allah تعالى is تحقيق مؤكد, means absolutely gonna forgive them. This is included in أهل العرف بارك الله فيك. هذا هو الراجح والله أعلم.